The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about nutrition. At least, hopefully we are, and hopefully our regularly scheduled guest will be with us. But, you know, if you look at the incidence of cancer, at the beginning of the last century, 1 in 33 people died of cancer. Today, 1 in 3 people die of cancer. Hey, we have a war on cancer. Oh, we're developing all of this information. We're spending billions of dollars on research, but you're never hearing what the research tells you. You're never hearing the relationship between the use of dairy products and breast cancer and prostatic cancer. All of this is determined by scientific studies financed by your government, but there's a conscious effort to cover up so much of the truth from you. Of course, we know that the government allowed this simian virus, 40, the cancer-producing virus, and it was disseminated to our entire population, in the Salk vaccine and the Sabin vaccine, and they knew it was there, and the woman who discovered it, a woman named Dr. Bernice Eddy, who worked at the NIH, was actually chastised and demoted and isolated for daring to bring out the truth, that they'd put a cancer-producing virus in the polio vaccine and disseminated it. And long after they knew that the cancer-producing virus was there, they continued distributing the vaccine here in the United States and throughout the world. Why would they do that? Well, they said, we have to use up the vaccine supply. We can't let it go to waste, can we? And I would think that would be the logical thing to do, but there's very little logical going on today. Now, if you doubt what I say, there's a wonderful book. It was sponsored by the National Institute of Health. It's called The Health Century. That's The Health Century. It's written by Edward Shorter. Edward Shorter. And they will tell you exactly the story I have told, or you can go back and read my newsletters we'd written 4 or 5 years ago on vaccines, and we tell the story, we give you the references, even the pages in the book financed by the National Institute of Health. Of course, they weren't very, very happy when the information, the truth came out. I mean, how can you justify punishing the woman who saved millions of lives? Well, very simply, the American people were never to know. They intentionally did this. There's no question about it. It's a book that they themselves, the National Institute of Health, actually financed and supported and encouraged to be written. Unfortunately, there are many, many things of this sort that go on, and there are many things in the vaccines that certainly are hazardous to our health, and we don't know how much danger there is from contaminants in vaccines, other than we know that in the original hepatitis B vaccine that was given to homosexuals in New York and in San Francisco and in Los Angeles, there were actually the original AIDS infection was spread that way, because that's where the epidemic began, in New York and in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and it began in the homosexuals who had received the experimental hepatitis B vaccine. And of course, they're going to say, oh, that was just, well, yes, we know that 75% of the homosexuals who took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine came down with AIDS, and we know that it happened in Africa and in the areas where they used that same vaccine. That's where the AIDS epidemic began, but it was just a mistake why we wouldn't do something like that on purpose. We wouldn't want to kill millions of people on purpose, and yes, they would. There are people who look at the world people differently. And that is the basis of American foreign policy, is world population control. And you only need to go back and read National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200. You get it on the Internet, or you can buy it from us if you want to. The National Security Study Memorandum 200 came out in 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger, and it said the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. And we're not only controlling the population, certainly in Africa and in underdeveloped countries, there is a program to control population here. Remember 1974? That was just the year after the Supreme Court found that a woman had a right to kill the unborn child in her uterus right up to the very day of birth. Where did you find that in the Constitution? You didn't. It was just created as part of the population control agenda. And, of course, they have a program to kill off the elderly. One of the means they do that is with Alzheimer's disease. And, of course, Alzheimer's disease has risen now to number 7 cause of death in the United States. And, of course, it's brought on by mercury fillings. It's brought on by the mercury in the influenza vaccine. They try to get every elderly person to take. And if you doubt that there's a relationship between Alzheimer's disease and the flu shots with the mercury in it, thimerosal, I suggest Dr. Fudenberg's website, Fudenberg, F-U-D-E-N-B-E-R-G, Dr. Fudenberg's in his 80s. He's the dean of vaccinologists, and he trained most of the current vaccinologists and did a study. And we'll be glad to send you a copy of the page of his website where he pointed out that if you were between 60 and 65 and foolish enough to take an influenza shot, 3 or 4 of them, over a 5-year period, 10 years later, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease went up 1,000%. 1,000%. They're killing our elderly, ladies and gentlemen. There really are people out there who have a different world view, a different world vision. Certainly, even some of these new genetically modified foods, and some of our interviews that we have done with Jeffrey Smith, who wrote Seeds of Destruction, and he's written a new book. We've got to get Jeffrey on with that, with his new book. But certainly the people who are drinking large amounts of milk, especially the milk that is created with this recombinant bovine growth hormone, which is most of our milk supplies are made with that. And the incidence there of breast cancer goes up, I think, 5 times. Incidence of prostatic cancer, 7. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Network. And of course, a lot of people say, well, these couldn't happen. Why Rush Limbaugh would tell us, or Sean Hannity, or Brian Williams, or these wonderful sources of information we have on television. You must understand, these people are not there to reveal what's going on. They're there to conceal what's going on. Oh, they have wonderful stories and wonderful jokes. But of course, it's an organized effort to conceal the truth about what's going on from the American people. You can go to my website and read the testimony that Dr. David Graham, who works for the FDA, gave before us in the Senate, going into the background of Virox. And, of course, they knew. I mean, he was the guy who was in charge of determining the safety of Virox. He estimated 60,000 Americans would die specifically because they'd taken Virox. And quoted another expert from, I believe, the Cleveland Clinic, who thought the figure would be 160,000. You see, they are totally indifferent to human death because there are too many people. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience would like to call in, because I was hoping we'd have our guest this morning, our number is 970-689-8255. Do you believe that they have a program to kill people here throughout the world, and it is being financed with your tax dollars? Let's go to Botswana. In Botswana, why, of course, they at least are testing every pregnant woman. We don't do that here in the United States because, of course, it's so important to know if a pregnant woman is HIV infected, because you can give her AZT or certain other drugs and prevent her child from being born with this dreadful illness we call AIDS. So they do routine HIV testing on all the pregnant women. The last time they did this, and this was about a year or two ago, 46% of the pregnant women were HIV infected. Now, of the previous study, 42%, but of course, thanks to the pressure that's brought by the World Health Organization, the U.S. Department of Public Health, why, they've got it up to 46%. All those people are going to die. That's the greatest public health tragedy of all time, or a very effective genocidal policy. It was a public health failure that changed the approach, but they haven't. So I think we can assume it's a genocidal policy. And, hi, Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fine.
Sorry about that, Stan. Oh,
those things happen all the time.
Yes.
But anyway, it's just so good to have you with us. And our guest this morning is Dr. Lorraine Day, who was chief of orthopedics at San Francisco General Hospital back in the mid to late 1980s, when she and I were involved in the effort to try to expose the truth about the AIDS epidemic. And we weren't trying to stop it, and we were letting people die, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. Well, Lorraine, since that time, has put a great deal of research and time in on nutrition and the importance of nutrition, and the fact that so many of the things that we eat are not good for us, and the things that we really should be eating that would maintain our health and prevent cancer. Why, of course, many times everything is done to discourage people from doing what is proper to maintain their health. So, Lorraine, I'm just going to let you pick up the ball and run with it.
All right. Yes, I did. I developed cancer. That's how I got an interest in living and eating right. I developed cancer in 1992 and had it biopsied in 1993. And it was biopsied at Loma Linda University and Scripps Hospital in La Jolla. And I had infiltrating ductal adenocarcinoma of the breast. And the tumor grew to be a very large size in a very rapid fashion. I had changed my diet, and the diet that I went on was critical for recovery and was the right diet. But diet enough, diet alone is not enough to get you well. I'll first talk a little bit about the diet, but I just want to tell people that diet alone will not get you well, because I got on the right diet and my tumor returned, and it grew very rapidly because there were other things in my lifestyle that I had to change. All disease is caused by the way we live and the way we eat. All disease. There is no disease that cannot be reversed. And so we have got, and I want to separate several things. I want to separate trauma and congenital deformities from disease. Trauma is not disease. If you get run over by a bus, you've got to get well by getting yourself fixed by an orthopedic surgeon, and I'm not suggesting that you don't go to a doctor for that. If a child is born with a cleft palate or something like that, that needs to be repaired. That's not a disease. That's a congenital deformity. But diseases such as cancer, heart disease, lupus, Parkinson's, those things are caused by the way we live and the way we eat. Those can all be reversed by changing the way we live and changing the way we eat. I even discovered that AIDS can be reversed that way. AIDS is a problem of lifestyle and diet. All disease is a problem of lifestyle and diet. There are people who have changed their lifestyle and diet and gotten well from AIDS. AIDS is AIDS, which is an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. That means your immune system is not working right, but you weren't born with an immune system that wasn't working right. You acquired it sometime during your life, and it was acquired by the way you were living and eating. And cancer is the same thing. It's an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. We suppress our immune systems by the way we're living and eating. And when we reverse that, we can get well. Now, in orthodox medicine, we're taught that this can't work, that once you have a disease, you've got to have drugs. But drugs never cure disease. There's no disease in the world that's caused by a deficiency of a drug. When you develop cancer, you don't say, oh, my word, I haven't had enough chemotherapy in my life, and now I have cancer. No, chemotherapy is a drug. It's poison. It suppresses the immune system even more. So I realized that at the beginning, because I'd seen thousands of patients die from the treatment we give them. I've had friends die from the chemotherapy treatment, not from the cancer. They die from the treatment. And so I changed my diet completely, but that's all I knew how to do. And as I said before, that's not enough to get you well. That's a good start. We have to eat a diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables in their most natural form. One thing that's killing people is this high-protein diet. The average American eats four times more protein than they need. And this is what is causing cancer. Cancer is associated with animal products enormously. The number one cause of asthma and allergies is dairy products. The number one cause of juvenile onset diabetes type 1 is dairy products, because there is a protein in the milk that is very similar, almost identical to a protein in the cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. And when that foreign protein from the cow or any other animal comes into the body makes antibodies against it. And then those antibodies cannot tell the difference between the milk protein and the protein that's in the cells that produce insulin. And so that antibody attacks the child's own cells and destroys them, and then the child has to be on insulin for the rest of their life, and they have a very high chance of losing their eyesight, losing their feet from amputation, because diabetes is really a disease of the small vessels, and they start having problems with having blood reach their feet. Because the small vessels become occluded, they become blocked off. So I changed my diet to a diet of fruits, grains, and vegetables. And you see, the incidence of cancer in 1909 was 1 out of 33 in America. Now it's greater than 1 out of 2. Now, what is the difference? Well, one of the main differences is that we have changed from fruits, grains, and vegetables-based diet in 1909, where people ate very small amounts of animal products because they were poor. They didn't have it. And if they did eat a cow or a beef or anything like that, they ate it from the cow that was in their backyard that was fed on grass and that was grazing. Now animals are factory farmed, where they're forced to gain weight rapidly and they're fed all sorts of terrible things. They're fed a high protein diet. They're fed pellets of protein that are from other dead animals. And when you take a cow, which is a vegetarian, and you feed it animal products, it will get sick. And that's one of the causes of mad cow disease and mad sheep disease, which is called scrapie. So when people eat all these animal products, they're eating fast food, processed food, they're eating food that has all sorts of preservatives and fillers in it, then they're getting sick. But that's not the only thing that's making people sick. People are sick because of three reasons. There are three causes of disease. Malnutrition, which means poor nutrition. People are eating plenty of calories, but they're not eating the proper food that their body needs to make healthy cells. The next cause is dehydration. People are not drinking water, and they're drinking huge amounts of caffeine in coffee and caffeinated soda. One cup of coffee that you make at home, an 8-ounce cup of coffee, contains about 30 milligrams of caffeine. If you go to one of these major chains where you get their smallest cup of coffee, I am told that it contains 190 milligrams of caffeine, which is more than the equivalent of 6 cups of coffee that you would make at home. So, but even one cup of coffee will increase your, one cup of coffee a day will increase your risk of bladder cancer to double. So coffee is very dangerous, and caffeinated soda is very dangerous. And so people are, and it's dehydrating to the body because it causes more water loss when you drink a caffeinated beverage. It causes more water loss from your body than comes in with the drink. The body is 75% water. The brain is 85% water. One of the main causes of Alzheimer's is the way people are eating and living. Alzheimer's doesn't have to happen. Alzheimer's is named Alzheimer's only because, number one, the research people could not get funding for senile dementia. And secondly, when they saw senile dementia occurring in young people, they said, well, we can't call it senile because that means old, so we've got to call it something else. So they called it Alzheimer's, named after the doctor who first described a younger patient who had what appeared to be senile dementia. The reason people are getting so much cancer and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, which are really diseases of old age, is because people are aging very rapidly because of the way they're living and eating. There are young children now, teenagers, who have severe arteriosclerosis, which used to not occur until people were very old. But now it's occurring in young people. So we not only have to eat right, but we have to learn how to handle our stress, which is the third part of what causes disease: malnutrition or poor nutrition, dehydration, and stress. Stress is one of the major factors, and that's the hardest thing for people to get even an intellectual grasp on. Doctors are talking all the time about, well, does stress cause disease? I don't know if stress causes disease. We'll have to do some studies. Well, how about common sense? We know that when a person is stressed, whether it's from job stress, domestic stress, or stress from fear or danger, the fight or flight reaction takes place. And adrenaline, or epinephrine, and cortisol are produced from the adrenal glands, and it pours out into the person's body. Well, when these things happen, a person gets shaky. They get there are all sorts of changes that occur in the blood vessels of the body, and it's meant for a short-term ability to, say, run from a bear or run from an attacker, but it's short-term, and we'll continue that.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day. And Lorraine, before we go on, why don't we get out your website and your telephone number?
Yes, my website is www.drday.com. That's drday.com. And I want to make sure that people know that is my only website. There are a number of other websites on the Internet that try to make themselves look like they belong to me. They don't. Someone has even stolen my name in a different form and made a website out of that, and people think it's mine, but it is not. It's a real problem for me because people say, well, this is advertised on your website. Well, that's not my website. My only website is drday.com, and my phone number is 1-800-574-2437. That's 1-800-574-2437. So we were talking about one of the biggest causes of disease is stress. Stress, God has given us a fight-or-flight reaction where you've heard about mothers who have lifted the car off of their child that has run over their child, and they have this enormous energy for a very short time. But then the body goes into adrenaline debt. In other words, it pours out this adrenaline, which allows you to have this great energy to run from an attacker or do something like that. But then your body goes into adrenaline debt, which means you've got to rest then and recuperate, and your body has to recuperate from this tremendous outpouring of these substances. But most people don't. And secondly, these things are not meant to be running all the time. If you are under domestic stress or job stress or any other kind of stress, this fight-or-flight reaction is going off at a greater or lesser degree continuously, and that is very damaging to the body. One of the things, even, that will cause this stress reaction to occur is a lack of forgiveness. And anger is a tremendous causer of this, fight-or-flight reaction. So it's very important to understand these things. There have been studies done at Stanford University where they've looked at people. Now, Stanford University is not a religious institution, I can tell you that for sure. But they're looking at the importance of forgiveness in the prevention of disease. And they have shown that the vital signs, your blood pressure and your pulse and your breathing, change dramatically even when you just think about forgiving someone who has wronged you. Even when they just think about it, these vital signs, blood pressure, pulse, and breathing, start returning towards normal when you just think about forgiving someone. And so they're talking about how innovative they are, and this is the first time anybody has ever really talked about forgiveness and disease. And of course, they don't know about Jesus Christ, who said in Psalms 103, he forgives all our sins and then heals all our diseases. You cannot get well if you are holding grudges. You cannot get well if you are constantly angry or selfish or coveting somebody else's things. You have to learn to give all that up. When the Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine, that's what it really means, because the stress reaction is caused in the body when people are constantly angry. It's been said that 2 minutes of anger can suppress your immune system for 6 hours. And in fact, a very large number of heart attacks are caused immediately after an episode of anger. And yet, just a few minutes of laughter can increase the immune system's ability to fight disease for 24 hours. So these things have an enormous effect. When you are stressed, people say, well, then, I'll get involved in meditation. Well, when I first started to get well, I got involved in meditation. That doesn't do it. And in fact, it's been shown that if you practice meditation, just Eastern type of yoga meditation, and then you are confronted with a stress after that, your body can react actually worse than if you were not practicing meditation at all. But I turned to Bible study and prayer, even though most of my adult life I had been an agnostic. I was raised a Christian, but I became an agnostic because I got too smart for God. As a physician, I thought I knew how to run my own life. And I had to learn that everything I had been taught in medical school did not produce healing, because all doctors are taught really only two things, and that's drugs and surgery. No doctor is taught how to get a person well from disease by reversing the disease. We're taught only to treat the symptoms, to cover up the disease instead of addressing the root cause of it. And because addressing the root cause of it is the only way to get a person well. If you take your car to a mechanic and you say, well, you know, I've got a rattle here and the first gear is slipping, and he says, well, leave it here and I will fix it. I'll take a look at it. And he calls you in 2 hours and he says it's all fixed. And you say, well, what was wrong with it? He says, I don't know, but I fixed it. You say, well, you can't fix it unless you know what's wrong with it. Well, he says, I just took out your first gear. It was slipping. I took it out. Well, that's not the answer, taking out the first gear. And if the flashing red warning light on the dashboard's going on, you don't fix the car by unhooking the flashing warning light. But that's what doctors do every day in treating patients. When we develop symptoms, that's a red flashing warning light given to us by God to say, there's something wrong in the way you're living and eating, and you need to turn to me to find out what it is and get it right. But instead of turning to God, we turn to man. We go to doctors, and the doctor says, well, you know, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'll give you some drugs to cover up your symptoms, and that's all we're taught to do. People go to the doctor, and they say, doctor, I have pains all over my body, and everything hurts, and what do I do? And so the doctor does a few tests, and then he says, well, you have fibromyalgia. Well, you say, well, what does that mean? And they say, that means you have pain and discomfort all over your body. And the patient says, well, that's what I told you. And he said, yeah, but I said it in another language. I said it in Latin, so why don't you pay me? I mean, most diseases, the doctors don't know what causes them. They just name them according to the symptoms, or they name them according to the doctor who discovered and described these symptoms, but they don't know what to do about it, except give drugs or take out organs. That never cures the disease. And so this is happening all the time. When a person starts developing Alzheimer's, the drugs they give them actually cause the same symptoms as what they're suffering from. One of the first signs of Alzheimer's is recent memory loss, short-term memory loss. And so if you look at the side effects of the drugs that are given to these patients, one of the side effects is short-term memory loss. When a person has cancer, they give you chemotherapy. Every doctor knows that chemotherapy causes cancer, and radiation causes cancer. That's why a doctor will tell you, or they used to tell you, don't get too many x-rays because x-rays cause cancer. But now that you have cancer, we have to give you huge doses of what we told you to avoid because it causes cancer.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Dr. Lorraine Day. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Just yesterday, I was reading on the Internet some continuing education studies on Medscape for doctors, and one of them was talking about rheumatoid arthritis, and they were even debating about how you look at success in rheumatoid arthritis. Do you look at success by the patient's symptoms when you treat them, or do you assess success by looking at what's happening to the bones? And they said in many of the drugs they give, they saw that the progression of the disease by the eating away of the bone by the rheumatoid arthritis progressed, but the drugs made the person feel better. So is that success? Or is it success when they have given a strong drug that stops this deterioration of the bone, but the patient feels lousy? Well, the whole point is they're addressing the wrong factor. They're giving drugs. Drugs will never cure their arthritis, and the doctors know that. The way you reverse rheumatoid arthritis is that you change your diet and lifestyle, particularly diet. It's been shown there have been dramatic improvements in rheumatoid arthritis when the patient, whether child or adult, goes on a totally vegan diet and learns how to handle their stress. It is just an enormous change in that. You can reverse that disease, whether it's juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or adult. And so the doctors are never going to learn how to cure disease until they start getting on the right path. But they don't want to get on the right path because the pharmaceutical industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. Way back when Pasteur was around, the Pasteur that the pasteurization of milk is named after, over 100 years ago, he is the one who said the germ is everything and the immune system is nothing. And his colleague Beauchamp said, no, the immune system is everything and the germ is nothing. And Beauchamp was right. But since Pasteur worked for the government, he got all the publicity, and besides, that kind of medicine made money, and so now they've got a different drug and many drugs for every kind of disease. But you see, you don't have to worry about these things like SARS, and you know, SARS has sort of faded from the landscape because they needed something that would travel around the world faster, so they came up with bird flu. And so bird flu can fly everywhere. Nobody has to be worried about bird flu or West Nile virus or Ebola virus. All you have to do is keep your immune system working properly. They're using scare tactics on all of these things. I have an article on another website called goodnewsaboutgod.com. That's www.goodnewsaboutgod, all small letters, all one word, goodnewsaboutgod.com. And even if you go to drday.com and go to the more about health section, I've got many links down at the bottom of the home page, you will see these articles on SARS and bird flu. You don't have to be afraid. You know, in the 1918 flu epidemic, nobody got the flu unless they had been vaccinated for the flu. Nobody got the flu unless they had been vaccinated for the flu. I have a chapter from a book by a doctor who was there at the time of the 1918 flu, and she documents this. The way 1918 flu started was they had vaccinated the troops in America, in Germany, and in England with deadly vaccinations, and they got what they called the flu, but it wasn't the flu. It was other deadly viruses that were put in the vaccinations, and then these all started with the troops. And then some of them, many of them died. And then the American people were told after the war that these troops were coming home and they were going to bring home this deadly disease, and so everybody in America needed to be vaccinated. And the people who did get vaccinated, guess what? They got the disease. So vaccinations cause disease. They don't prevent disease. And there's all sorts of information about that. Vaccinations do not work. They are not effective, and they are not safe. There is a standing offer by an organization for any medical doctor who promotes vaccinations to drink just the components of a vaccine. And, of course, it would be even less deadly if you drink it than if you have it injected into your body, because if you have it injected, it goes directly into the bloodstream. If you drink it, the hydrochloric acid in your stomach will destroy some of these ingredients. But they have offered up to $100,000, and no doctor who promotes vaccines is willing to do it. So that tells you that doctors know how deadly these things are. They don't want to take these things into their bodies, and yet they're giving them to other people and promoting them. Vaccines do not prevent disease. We have been hoodwinked. The whole medical profession has been hoodwinked to do this. You'll say, oh, well, how did they stop all these infectious diseases? I would suggest you read a little book. I do not carry it on my website, but I'll tell you about it. It's called Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? By Neil Miller,
N-E-I-L. We do carry that one.
You do?
I said that through my ministry.
Yes, well, get it from Stan. It is a fascinating book, and it will show you that vaccinations do not prevent disease. So the medical profession, and I'm not saying that doctors are trying to deceive you. It's the doctors who are deceived. We have all been deceived. We've been deceived partly by the pharmaceutical companies, because the pharmaceutical companies control most of what is taught to us as medical students and in our medical training, because they provide the largest portion of research funding for the medical schools to do medical research. They also provide most of the funding for the medical journals, because they buy high-priced, four-color ads in the medical journals, in medical newspapers that are sent to doctors, and on television and on radio. And so they control what is given to the public. If medical journals start talking about natural medicine and people getting well without drugs, pharmaceutical companies will pull their ads, and then the medical journal will have no funding. Now, if they really did the right thing, I'm sure they could survive, but they think they'll not be able to survive, and so they give in.
We're out of time, Lorraine. Look forward to talking to you on Friday. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. If you'd like to, of course, get that book Lorraine was referring to on vaccines, by Neil Miller. It's available. It's inexpensive. He also has a book on autism, which we carry. You have to understand, one in 60 boys has this disease, totally unnecessarily. They know the cause of it. The Simpsonville report, top secret put out by the CDC of a conference they had. It was very obvious that the people who attended the conference recognized the relationship between the mercury and the vaccines and, of course, the autism. But they can't tell the American people. How can you tell the American people you're poisoning their children, that you basically you're increasing the incidence of cancer? How do you tell the American people that you know what you're doing, that you put a cancer virus in the polio vaccine, simian virus 40? All of this you can verify up on the Internet or go to my website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and read my articles on vaccinations and on so many other things, population control, genetic engineering. A wealth of material there for nothing at RadioLiberty.com. Now, for good overall information, we do carry 5 of Lorraine's videos. Now, you know, cancer doesn't scare me anymore. Turn on the light. Diseases don't just happen. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and get her videos. We also suggest a book by Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It is a book that my wife uses all the time. We recommend to you. We carry another book of Russell's called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. What do you do when they tell you you have cancer? And, of course, how do you, if you're going to take the chemotherapy and radiation, how do you keep your hair from falling out and getting deathly ill? And, of course, simply if you just take adequate vitamins, you're not going to have all the problems. But the doctors will tell you not to do it. Oh, the vitamins are terrible. Let me give you this chemotherapy that will suppress your immune system and maybe even give you cancer. We live in a world gone mad, and the doctor is as much a victim as the patient. You need to understand what's going on. Protect yourself. Again, the book by Neil Miller on vaccination, the book by Neil Miller on autism, the book Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Dr. Day's wonderful DVDs, and then we have all sorts of other things. The miracle of magnesium. Magnesium is such an important item. If you'd like to get a health catalog from Radio Liberty, it talks about a lot of the vitamins you can take. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Understand that there is a genocidal agenda out there. They're killing people here and throughout the world. And if you'd like to read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, you can get it down on the Internet or you can purchase it through Radio Liberty. If you want to know about how they're planning on creating new diseases for mass extermination, we have the testimony by Dr. David MacArthur before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969, where he asked for $10 million to create a new disease. They wanted to create a new disease for mass destruction. We live in a world, an evil world. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups.